I will say, even though I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, retaliation cases scare the heck out of employment lawyers because retaliation is very jury friendly. The idea that, okay, you know, I'm the one that stood up in the workplace and said, we're being cheated out of time because you put the time clocks too far from where we all park our cars, and that's not right, that's against the law. If I'm the one who stood up and complained, and then, whoops, suddenly I'm the first one laid off, I think juries kind of think, eh, that probably had something to do with it. It's a very intuitively friendly claim from the perspective of juries. And so I definitely am very cautious whenever there's a retaliation component to a complaint, and that's what we'll be talking about for a few minutes. Many of these are statutory based. There's a huge laundry list of different laws, pretty much any federal law, you know, like you've got the Clean Water Act and you've got all these various environmental laws. Almost every single one says, oh, and if you report something, you're protected from retaliation. OSHA, if you report an unsafe condition in the workplace, you're protected from retaliation. There's all kinds of statutory laws that have those protections. Some of them do have procedural prerequisites where you might have to report to the Department of Labor or OSHA, like I mentioned. There are issues sometimes with damages on whether somebody's actually, you know, if they're just saying, oh, I'm being treated poorly, I'm being ostracized, do they really have damages? So we see those issues sometimes. The last bullet point, what I mean by no underlying violation is required, it's an interesting feature of the law where I could stand up and, you know, go to HR and say, this workplace is discriminatory, you discriminate against women, you're paying women less. And let's say HR comes back to me and says, we did a spreadsheet, and by the way, the women at this company make more than the men at this company, and you are completely, totally wrong.